Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 19th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2.5 cents, December wheat down 4.25 cents, and November beans steady. Currently, we've got the dollar down just a few ticks. Crude oil is up 70 cents a barrel, trading right around $51 a barrel. The bean oil was just a little bit higher overnight, the meal a little bit lower. We did sell 185,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, so the demand continues. Tomorrow's export sales numbers in the beans just should be through the roof, in my opinion. Why can't we rally a little bit better than we're doing in here with the funds short, corn and wheat? It's because we're really getting into the brunt of harvest here. We've got just perfect weather for most of the country, warm, even hot temperatures out there, which is really aiding harvest. It's helping the wheat get in the ground. So we don't see any real problems out there. And when you speed up a harvest like this, and as big as the harvest is, you're certainly going to have some hedge pressure out here. Now, the question has been, will the funds buy enough to offset that and to move prices higher? Different days at different times, we're certainly seeing that, but the harvest pressure is certainly for real out here. Moving forward to the end of the month, I still think there's an impetus for the corn and wheat to rally with the funds short. The beans, a lot of tough resistance up here between $9.90 and $10. We have the options expiring in about a week. I think it's going to be, some people are thinking that we're going to go to $10, so all the $10 puts and calls expire worthless. I think that's going to be a little bit of a tough job in here. But the weather down in South America, that looks like they've had some rains, so that's easing a few fears down there. So we don't see any real weather problems out here. Again, it's been a matter of big supply met with big demand. But right now, as we go into this real brunt of this harvest, harvest pressure is trumping the demand, and the funds just don't seem to be in a rush to be covering a lot of these short positions, which frankly surprises me. But yesterday I felt was more like a turnaround Tuesday. We'll see if the bean oil can lead the beans higher again here today. There's good resistance in the December oil at around 35.60 to 35.70. If we close over that, it's another breakout to the upside, which could lead us to higher bean prices. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.